He's coming down, down, down. Oh, down, down. The glory of the Lord is coming down.
Oh, it's coming down.
When the saints begin to pray that the Lord have. Oh, the glory of the Lord is coming.
It's coming, it's coming down.
Oh, down, down.
The glory of the Lord is coming down.
When the saints begin to pray, that the Lord have his way, the glory of the Lord is on.
It's coming, it's coming down, down.
Oh, down, down.
Oh, the glory of the Lord is coming down.
When the saints begin to pray that the Lord have his way, the glory of the Lord is coming down.
Michael, I'm on your side. Hallelujah.
Michael, I'm on your side.
Oh, I'm on your side.
Michael, I'm on your side.
You have come.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Michael, I'm on your
side.
Michael, I'm on your side.
Oh, Michael, I'm on your side.
You have come on this earth to fight for your bride. Michael, I'm on your
side.
Michael, I'm on your
side.
Michael, I'm on your side.
You have come on this earth
to fight for your bride. Michael, I'm on.
One more time.
Michael, I'm on your.
Oh, Michael, I'm on your side.
You have come on this earth to fight for your bride. Michael, I'm on your side.
Amen.
I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way, praise the Lord.
Salvation is free.
Why don't you come?
Salvation is free.
Why don't you come?
Salvation is free.
If you don't,
go, don't hinder. No, 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 don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. If you don't go, don't hinder me. I'm on my way, praise the Lord. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way, praise the Lord. I'm on my
Hallelujah, Hosanna.
Hallelujah, oh, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh, oh, Hallelujah, oh, Hosanna.
Happy tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song. If our Lord will come again, are we in a condition if he was to come tonight? Amen. When upon the clouds of heaven Christ shall come to earth again, will you be glad to see him? When our Lord shall come, he'll be singing, he'll be singing, he'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying. When our Lord,
let's start again.
Oh, when upon the clouds of heaven Christ shall come to earth again, will they will be glad to see him? When our Lord shall come, they'll be singing, they'll be singing, sorrow, there'll be pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying, when our Lord shall come again, will this coming bring rejoicing, or will it bring tears and pain? Are you ready to receive him? When our Lord shall come, he'll be singing, he'll be singing, he'll be shouting, he'll be sorrow, he'll be pain. Come again, will you join in lamentation? Have the church glad refrain. Will you have his people crown him? When our Lord shall come, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying, when our Lord shall come again. Work and pray till
Jesus calls you, help to gather in the grave. Then with joy you meet the Savior. When alone, they'll be singing, they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying. When our Lord shall come, there'll be singing,
there'll be singing, there'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying. When our Lord shall come again, oh,
oh yes, Lord Jesus.
There'll be pain, there'll be weeping. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Oh, but there will be some people. There will be some people, it will always be joy. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Others will be weeping.
Amen.
There will be sorrow.
Amen.
When Jesus comes.
Amen.
But some, there will be what? There will be rejoicing.
Amen.
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 Oh, as even as the word says, that day that will be coming, it is what? A great
Amen.
And dreadful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Great to some people, and it will be dreadful to others.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Tonight we thank the Lord that he's given us yet another grace to be in his house. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you hear a little pungent something burning? You don't hear anything? Oh, that's good. Praise the Lord. My coat just burnt in the office. Amen. So, we thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank the Lord tonight that we have grace again to be in his presence.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, God, our Master. We thank you this evening for the Holy Spirit, because we know it is here tonight, Lord, to quicken your word, God, and make it alive and to fulfill the purpose, Lord, it was given for. So, Lord, help us to remain in this quickened condition, even as, Lord, we are waiting in this our transition, Lord Jesus, waiting to hear all that call. Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Amen.
Oh, sim up your lamps and go and meet him.
Amen.
And the Lord, we will be able to stream up our lamps, Lord. Oh, Father, tonight we know you are here, Lord Jesus, to make your word once again live unto us. We are here, Lord Jesus, to commit ourselves to prayer, because there are many things that, Lord Jesus, oh, it's upon our hearts. A burden upon us, Lord. Oh, to see them through, God. And Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, there is no other weapon than prayer.
Hallelujah.
So tonight, Lord Jesus, we ask that the Holy Spirit will sweep over us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, sweep over your word, God. And Father, quicken it, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That, Father, it will throw us into that atmosphere, oh God, where our utterances, Lord Jesus, will be lost in the Holy Spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we surrender this moment, Lord. And humbly, Lord Jesus, we lay ourselves, God, before you. The Lord Jesus, come, speak to us.
Amen.
And Father, quicken us, Lord. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. As we are still standing, let's stick. We read two scriptures tonight. One, Malachi 3, 6 and 7. And then the second one is Hebrews 13, 7 and 8. First, let's read Malachi 3, 6 and 7. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Amen.
Amen.
"Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts." But ye said, "Wherein shall we return?" Second reading, Hebrews 13, 7 and 8. Hebrews 7 and 8. Hebrews 13, 7 and 8. It says, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." Oh, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, we know you changeth not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, here we stand tonight, Lord, believing these words that, oh God, all that you did in the past, you are doing it today. And Father, you are the same forever, oh God. So Father, tonight, we are going to look at Lord Jesus, the things that you did. And we believe that you are the same today also. And the Lord, you will do it amongst us today also. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you changeth not. Father, where, Lord Jesus, we have not kept the ordinance tonight, Lord. Oh, we ask for forgiveness. And Father, you said, if we return unto you, you return unto us. Yes, Lord, we have come. We've returned unto you, Lord Jesus. We believe that, oh God, tonight, oh, you are also here, oh Lord. Oh, to make good our confessions tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, the Lord. Even before your word comes, you know all our requests to God.
Amen.
And Father, we believe you've met one another, each and everyone, according to your riches in glory. We believe it, Lord. We claim it also. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Ah, tonight, we thank God. We have a topic I took from a statement the prophet made. He said, when the same faith meets the condition.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. When the same faith meets the condition, he will do it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the same faith meets the same condition, he will do it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And reading from this message with the reaction to act to an action. 1959, the prophet said, let's listen a little about what the prophet said about prayer meetings. He said, "And I think it will be good for prayer meetings to be going on all day long around here."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Said it is what? Good. It will be good for prayer meetings to be going on all day long around here. Just everywhere. For you cannot get anything from God until you get close to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You cannot get anything from God until you get close to Him.
Amen.
You know, it is written in the scriptures, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you.
Amen.
Amen. And we could just see what the text that we read. It said, return unto me, and I will return
Amen.
Unto you. Oh, here the prophet said, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. And he said, if we are here now for one sole purpose, that is to draw nigh unto God, let us do that.
Amen.
With all that is within us, draw nigh unto God.
Amen.
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 And maybe someone will ask, brother, how can I draw nigh unto Him tonight? The only way you can draw nigh unto God is to believe every word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Believe every word of His.
Amen.
Praise God. And then in another message book, Expectation, preached in Phoenix, 1954, paragraph 16, he said, we need some of those old-fashioned meetings again. We need some of what? Those old-fashioned what? Prayer meetings again.
Hallelujah.
Like Paul and Silas, I believe, they were put in jail one night. And they just prayed till the jail fell down. That's pretty good, wasn't
Amen.
It? They just prayed.
Amen.
Amen. And the walls of what? The jail fell down.
Amen.
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 Paul and Silas, they needed not what? Dynamite. Praise God. You know, when you want to bring down some a building, they do what? They drag the ground and put what? Dynamite inside. And then blow the whole thing up. But praise be to God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
They needed not what? Dynamite. No bulldozers. No excavators. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, the walls had to come down.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. That's the weapon of our warfare.
Amen.
Hallelujah, as the word says, the weapon of our warfare is not what? It's not carnal. But it is what? It's mighty true God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. By the pulling down of what? Strongholds.
Amen.
And that weapon is what? It's prayer.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Paul and Silas, they needed not what? Dynamite. Only prayer brought down what? Every wall, every gate. Yes, sir. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal. It's not a question of what? Piling up all these kinds. See, if the world, the people will know why all these mistrust and misunderstanding and fearing one another, the politicians, if only they will know the cause of this misunderstanding and mistrust and fear among nations, for that reason they are piling up what? They are piling up missiles, piling up warheads. Praise God. The cause of all this, if they know, they wouldn't have been piling all these warheads. The cause of it all is only one. They have turned away from God.
Amen.
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 That's all about it. If everyone, every nation, will turn back to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. There wouldn't be no need of policemen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. They've turned away from God. But praise be to God. There is coming another kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. That's the kingdom we are waiting for.
Amen.
And there wouldn't be all the need for all these AK-47 bazookas. What is the need for it? What's the need for a police man? Oh, yes, sir. There's coming a kingdom.
Amen.
Only if they could know why all this confusion and all these atrocities that are creating what? Unrest in the world. If they will only know the cause of it. It's only one thing.
Amen.
They've turned away from God.
Amen.
Amen. But there is coming another kingdom. And that's what we are waiting for. That's what we are looking forward to. Amen.
Amen.
And we are here tonight, my brother. Tonight we are here. Tonight to burden ourselves. Tonight. Because there are many things in the church here that we need to pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We need to look, see, discern and look and see the need of your brother, because we form one body. Praise the Lord. If my brother is in need, is in pain, we got to feel the same. Brethren, let's take this. If there is rejoicing, we all come together and rejoice. But if there is someone in need, my brother, my sister, we need to take that same burden upon ourselves also.
Amen.
That's what tonight we are here for.
Yes.
To be burdened with one another's what?
Amen.
Problems, burdened with one another's needs. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, there are amongst us people looking for what? Looking for documents even to systemize their stay here. There are people looking for what? Jobs. There are people looking for the fruit of the womb. There are people looking for what? Other needs. Brethren, from this time going, bring your requests. Let's put it here so that we can take them one by one when it comes to prayer meeting. Praise God. So tonight, let's burden ourselves. One another. And pray all the needs of this house. Let's put them before the Lord. Let's put on the whole armor of God tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's put on what? The breastplate of faith. And love. See? The armor of God. The breastplate of what? Faith and love. Let's put it on tonight. For your brother, for your sister. For her sake, for his sake. Put that armor on. A breastplate of what? Love and faith. Oh, yes, sir. And let's put on the helmet of hope. The hope of salvation. And then we carry what? The sword of the Spirit. Which is what? Which is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And fight tonight. Pray tonight.
Amen.
My sister, give me 1 Thessalonians 5, 5 to 8. Amen. He said, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. Oh, yes, sir. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Let us not sleep on matters. Our brothers' matters, our sisters' matters. Let us not sleep. Let us be awakened about one another. Amen. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen.
Amen.
For they that sleep, they sleep in the night. And they that be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, let's put it on. Amen. This tonight, I know we need a quickening. a stirring up. So we hear Apostle Peter saying in his second epistle, he said, I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of what? The remembrance. Praise the Lord. Stirring you up. We need a stirring up tonight. He said, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before the holy prophets, before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Brethren, let's look at it closely here. He said, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Be mindful. That means let us what? Be aware and recognize. And then be inclined to do it. As willing to do it. Willing to pray tonight. Let's be mindful for the words which were spoken before by the prophets and the commandments of the apostles, the Lord Savior. He said, I stir up your minds by way of remembrance. By way of remembrance that you will know who you are. Amen. Amen. Mindful of the words. Mindful that who I am. Amen. He said they were mindful and watching every word. Praise God. Amen. Now tonight, we are watching. We want to watch the word of God tonight. Amen. And that's what I said, our topic tonight is when the same faith meets the condition. Amen. And I'm going to read what the prophet said here in Hebrews chapter 4. The message book Hebrews chapter 4, paragraph 24. Now listen closely to what the prophet said. He said, because that's where we are going to base our prayer now. Amen. He said, listen to this.
Hallelujah.
If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise,
Amen.
Then God is guilty of being partial to his people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial in his word to his people. Because he said what? God's sovereignty. Oh yes, sir. God's sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did in the first case.
Amen.
Praise God. God's sovereignty. He cannot help himself. He is obliged to do it. The sovereignty of God is that he changes not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. And it demands of him to work in every case he did. As he did in the first case, he had to do it again. The same yesterday, today, and forever, he changes not. Amen. If not, he said, he was wrong when he worked in the first place.
Amen.
If God does not act in the same way he did on the first case,
Hallelujah.
If he will act differently to the second case, which we are going to raise tonight.
Amen.
Amen. What he did, we are going to raise a second time.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. And his sovereignty demands that he has to what? Do it. But it will demand, it will depend upon what? The same faith
Amen.
That brought it to pass.
Amen.
That same faith
Amen.
Must be what? Exercised tonight.
Amen.
Must be projected tonight.
Amen.
Said if he will act different to the second case, then he acted wrong when he acted on the first case.
Amen.
If God healed the sick in the Old Testament, He's going to do it in the New Testament. And He's going to do it today. And He's going to do it tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. All He did wrong when He healed them back there, He's going to act the same every time. Because He changes not. Amen. He got to act the same every time. And He will do it. Amen. When the same faith meets what? The condition. When the same faith meets the condition. That's our topic tonight. Praise the Lord. Said the fault. The prophet said the fault is in us, not in God.
Amen.
The fault is in us, not in God. It's because our faith is not what? Has not reached that same level that brought that condition to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let's look at the woman with the blood issue. Oh, praise the Lord. I love that woman. Amen. This woman, as the prophet said, had no promise.
Amen.
That if she holds the hem of the dress of Jesus Christ, she will be healed.
Amen.
There is no promise to it.
Amen.
Amen. There was no promise to it anywhere. But meanwhile, something was working.
Amen.
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 Something was working, and that is what? Faith.
Amen.
Faith being what? The substance of thing hoped for.
Amen.
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 Faith being what? The substance of thing hoped for.
Amen.
That worked for her.
Amen.
Amen. It wasn't what? A written promise.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But what faith means, that worked for her.
Amen.
A substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
Amen. So she hoped for it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. And faith had to answer.
Hallelujah.
Virtue had to come out from the Lord. Because faith was demanding it. Yes, sir.
Amen.
So, my brother, whatever your request is, whatever is upon your heart, it may not have been written white, black and white here. Yes, sir. But your faith,
amen,
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 which is what? A substance of thing hoped for,
amen,
must pull the thing,
amen,
the word, to make what? Because it is law.
Amen.
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 And that law had to what? Had to say amen to it.
Amen.
Because real faith is what? Is what? Drawing virtue.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. This woman had no promise anywhere. But her faith brought her healing.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus said, virtue has gone out of me.
Amen.
Someone has touched me. Tonight, let your faith touch him. Draw the virtue. As you take your sister upon burden, the burden of your sister, the burden of your brother, you take it upon yourself. My brother, let that faith. He said the same faith. When the same faith, amen, meets the same condition, He will do it.
Hallelujah.
The same faith meets the condition, He will do it.
Yes.
And now, that's what Apostle Paul said, that we should what? We should take notice of what? The words of the prophets. The prophet that word spoke the word of God unto us. Amen. Is that not what the text we read? He said, remember them which have rule over you. Amen. Who have spoken unto you the word of God. Whose faith follow.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight we are reading something from our own prophet.
Amen.
And that faith he is laid here. My brother, my sister, that when faith, when the same faith meets the condition, God will do it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Tonight, we've mentioned what? That woman with the blood issue. When that faith projected, hallelujah, virtue had to come out from the Lord Jesus Christ to heal her. Tonight, he changeth not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we shall lift up that same faith tonight to meet the condition, he will do it.
Amen.
That's what the prophet is saying. He will do it.
Amen.
Amen. I am the Lord, I changeth not. It's only my ordinance you people have gone away from it. But if you return unto me, I will return unto you.
Amen.
And tonight we say we have come back, Lord. We've returned to you.
Amen.
With our faith. And we believe that what you did in the past, it will be done this night.
Amen.
Because you changeth not. He got to act the same every time. And he will do it when the same faith meets the condition.
Amen.
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 Oh, let's look at Moses and Joshua.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. What did Moses, when he came face to face with the Red Sea, what did he say? He told the people,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Moses himself have never seen, or God didn't tell him in the first place that I'm going to open the sea for you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And he himself had never seen that sea he can open.
Hallelujah.
But he told the people, oh, stand still.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, fear ye not and stand still and see the salvation of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yes, sir. He said, which he will show you today.
Amen.
Which he will show you today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we know what happened. Where there was no way, there was a God made a way. Where there was no way, God made a way.
Amen.
Joshua was one of the people that walked through the dry ground. He was there when Moses was saying, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of God. That what he is going to do right now in your midst, which he will show you today. Moses was what? There he saw it. And he walked through the dry ground. And so when it came to his own turn, when Jordan has overflowed his bank, oh hallelujah,
amen.
Looking so threatening. Yes, sir. And they need to cross.
Amen.
Onto what? Onto the promised land.
Amen.
They need to cross this Jordan. Oh yes, sir. Same faith.
Amen.
That same faith, when it meets the same condition, God had to do it.
Amen.
And so Joshua also said, my sister, first put a look, let's look at the two. First put a Exodus 14:13. Exodus 14:13. Put it, let's see something here. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And then Exodus 14:13. He said, and Moses said unto the people, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then give me Joshua 3:5. Here also he said what? And Joshua said unto the people, oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Moses said unto the people,
amen.
Fear not, stand still.
Hallelujah.
and see the salvation of God and see what the Lord is going to do today.
Amen.
Joshua, give me Joshua.
Amen.
And Joshua said unto the people,
Amen.
Sanctify yourself,
Amen.
For tomorrow God will do wonders among you.
Amen.
Oh, is it not the same faith?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You see it? Same faith. Meeting the same condition.
Amen.
God had to do it.
Amen.
Moses said, the Lord will show you something today.
Amen.
The Lord will show you something today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And Joshua said, tomorrow the Lord will show you something.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
The same faith. Meeting the same condition,
Amen.
God had to do it.
Amen.
And that's what the prophet is saying. Our prophet, that's what he's saying. Oh, yes, sir. When the same faith meets the same condition, he said, if God doesn't act the same, when the same circumstances arise, oh, then God is guilty. Of being what? Partial to his people.
Yes,
my brother, you see it? So the prophet was saying, the fault is not with God.
No.
But the fault is with us.
Yes.
Because we cannot raise the same faith. Joshua raised the same faith.
Amen.
Amen. He raised the same faith.
Amen.
And Jordan had to give way.
Amen.
Just like Red Sea gave way.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
My brother, my sister. The scripture says here in Romans 8:11. My brother, start coming here. I will need you here.
Amen.
Amen. He said, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead
Amen.
Dwell in you,
Amen.
He that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal
Amen.
Bodies by his spirit.
Amen.
That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
Amen.
That same spirit, if it dwells in you,
Amen.
It will quicken your mortal
Amen.
Bodies. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, that same faith, meeting that same condition,
Amen.
God had to do it. That's what the prophet is saying. Oh, and that song he said, he does, my sister, bring it on the board for us. We've not finished, but let's sing this song. It looks as if many are not, I don't hear the amens. So now, you are going to sing a song yourself and raise up your faith tonight before we get on to prayer. Yes, sir. He said, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. Oh, it shall quicken your mortal body. Just the spirit dwell in you. It shall quicken your mortal body. If that same spirit dwell in you, oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you, oh, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that same spirit dwell in you, oh, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that same dwell in you.
Let's sing it once again.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you,
will dwell in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, will dwell in you. Oh, it shall quicken your mortal body. Oh, it shall quicken your dwell in you. Oh, it shall quicken.
Oh, let's sing it once again.
Hallelujah. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you.
Oh, yes.
If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. It shall quicken, oh, your mortal body. Oh, it shall sing, Spirit, dwell in you. Oh, it shall quicken, your mortal body. Oh, it shall sing, Spirit, dwell in you.
Let us sit on again. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's be seated once again. Amen. If that same Spirit dwells in you that lifted up Christ from the dead, it will quicken your mortal bodies. That was what we heard last week from the restoration of the bright tree, the message that we heard last week. He said there is a law in Christ, and that law is in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. And here the prophet is saying, there is a law in Christ. And that law is in men.
Amen.
Yes, sir. If you bury him in the deepest grave, or the deepest sea, or the lowest hell, there is a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up again. And he said, that law is in you, is in me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so nothing can what put you anywhere. There's no power that can hit you anywhere. That can keep you under any shell.
Amen.
Because that same Spirit that was in Christ Jesus, it is the law of God. As it raises him, it raises you up also. So my brethren, tonight, if that same Spirit, if that same love, if that same mind that was in Christ Jesus dwells in you, dwells in me, it will meet the condition, the need of my brother, the need of your sister. Amen. If that same Spirit, the same love, the same mind, brethren, take notice of this, because we are going to pray for one another. Yes, sir. You know that a brother needs something. You know that a sister needs something. Tonight, praise God. Our children, tonight. Yes, sir. That same Spirit, that same love, that same mind that was in Christ dwells in us. Because when he came, he demonstrated it. Because of what? Because of his love towards us. Amen.
Amen.
He said, greater love has no man than this.
Amen.
That a man will lay down his life for his world, for his brother. My sister, give me that scripture from John 15. Give me that John 15, 11 to 13. As we are preparing ourselves to pray. Amen. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is saying, I want my joy to remain in you, that your joy might be full. What? Might be full. Oh, you see, Christ really demands from us something, brethren. Amen.
Amen.
See, I've spoken these things unto you, that my joy, see, the joy of the Lord will really remain in us. And our joy will be what? Will be full. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
Amen.
Brethren, it has to take this love. Amen. So you could really take the burden of your brother, your sister upon your heart. It needs love. Amen. It needs this love, brethren. We are one body. We are one body. Let's take notice of that. We are all moving as what? One unit. By the same spirit that dwells in Christ Jesus. Oh yes. It's a greater love had no man than this. That a man will lay down his life for his friend.
Amen.
If only we would do it. That was in the mind of what? That's why he came to lay down his life.
Amen.
And he demands of us. And now listen to what the prophet said in this message book, the seven compound names of Jehovah. Paragraph 22.
Amen.
Listen to what the prophet said. He said, it will be selfish thing. It will be a selfish thing. If a man's heart isn't out to save his brother.
Amen.
It's a challenge to us tonight, brethren. Amen. That it will be a selfish thing if a man's heart isn't out to save his brother.
Amen.
He said, there is something wrong with his heart.
Amen.
Amen. There is something wrong with his heart. Come unto me, and I'll come unto you.
Amen.
Tonight, brethren, listen to what the prophet said. He said, no matter what the condition. Now, he's challenging all of us now.
Amen.
Amen. In the first place, if someone's heart cannot take the burden of his brother or his sister, he said, there is something wrong with that heart.
Amen.
Amen. There's something wrong. He said, it is a selfish thing. There's something wrong. And then, let's look at the one who is receiving. Maybe a brother hates you. A brother is what? Trying to pull you down. Listen to what the prophet said. He said, if his brother hates him, if his brother is against him, if his brother tried everything he can to tear him down, yet that man's heart pulls for his brother. Amen.
Amen.
He can't help it. There is something in there that just calls, oh, my brother, you are wrong, but I want you to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. That's the heart we are looking for.
Amen.
Tonight. Amen.
Amen.
That no matter what, a brother hates you. A brother is against you. He said a brother tried everything he can to tear you down. Yet, that man's heart pulled for his brother.
Amen.
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 That is what? We always think about what? A pure heart.
Amen.
That is a pure heart.
Amen.
Amen. A heart full of love. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, that's the heart we are looking for tonight.
Amen.
That's the heart we are looking for tonight. And then the prophet said, and now, that's the kind of a meeting we want to have every time.
Amen.
Amen. The kind of meeting we want to have every time.
Amen.
That no matter the condition. He said, no matter the condition. Amen.
Yeah.
Yet your heart pulls for your brother.
Amen.
Pulls for your sister.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Because when love is projected, praise the Lord, grace will take over.
Amen.
Amen. And one thing also is that when we show this kind of love, It what? It provokes that brother to also love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I know in my heart how I hate Brother George. But Brother George shows me real love. That's what we call provoking Amen. One to love.
Amen.
So what Brother George shows to me, Amen.
Amen.
It tears my heart. Because down in my heart I know I hate him. But he knows that I don't like him. But yet, he shows me a true love.
Amen.
That's what we call provoking one another to love.
Amen.
He had what? He had done what? He had provoked me. And brother, what do I cannot do anything than to what? To also love him.
Amen.
With a real true sincere heart. That's what the prophet is saying. Let now. That's the kind of a meeting we want to have every time.
Amen.
A pure heart. Praise the Lord. Oh, pulling for one another. How many are ready for tonight? Brethren, if we can carry that same faith tonight, no dead condition can remain dead. Life must be restored. Tonight, that's what we have tonight. We're going to pray. Brethren, you know the brothers that are looking for documents. Call their names and pray for them.
Amen.
You know those who are looking for the fruit of the wombs. Call their names. Pray for them.
Amen.
Oh, take the burden upon your heart tonight. Amen. Those who are looking for jobs, take it upon your heart and pray for them. Those who are in schools and colleges, things so difficult and take them into so much stress. Pray for them.
Amen.
God grants them what? Oh, the wisdom. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, there are people that are looking for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And for the Holy Ghost, parents, begin from this time praying for the children.
Amen.
Let us all always pray for the children. Let our prayer that, Lord, our children, fill them with what? With the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The church will continue to pray on this every day.
Amen.
Committing the children into the hands of God.
Amen.
That the Lord will fill them with what? With the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These are the things we will continue praying until people come and give testimony to the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we stand? As tonight, we'll come to his presence. Knowing that if that same faith meets the same condition, Moses and Joshua have demonstrated it. Joshua had proven it. The very word that the prophet said here, Joshua proved it. And that same faith, when it was raised to meet the same condition, God did it. Tonight, let's raise our faith. Let's look at the woman with that what with the blood issue. No promise. But she made use of what? What faith actually means. A substance of things hoped for. Amen. My brother, give us something. We shall start first praying for the children. That the Holy Spirit will see at their young age like this to be filled with the Holy Spirit. How many believe it?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, you don't believe it? Let me read something from Luke.
Amen.
Amen. Because we want to be like him.
Amen.
My sister, give me Luke 2:40. Let me make sure. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. He said, and the child grew.
Amen.
Who was that? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we are like him.
Amen.
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 And the child grew and walked strong in spirit.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Our children are growing. We want them to be waxed strong in the Holy Spirit. Filled with wisdom. Not this wisdom of this world. Yes, sir. How many want their children that way? Amen. To be like Christ.
Amen.
It is there. Filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him.
Amen.
Amen. Give me verse 52. Of that same. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. That's our prayer for our children. The prayer for our the youths. Amen. That as they are growing, they must be what? What strong in the spirit. My brother, give us something. We throw ourselves and pray for every child in the church here tonight.
Amen.
It's a prayer meeting. We are praying for every child here tonight. That they will be filled with the Holy
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
That's what I long for.
The same faith.
Heart
the same
that
faith.
Follows on up to me.
The same faith tonight. Our children will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's what I long for. A heart that follows after thee.
Filled with wisdom.
A heart that hides your word. A heart that hides your word.
The grace of God will be upon them.
Sin will not come in. Heart that's undivided.
Oh Lord, tonight,
and reign.
Tonight,
heart that
we are taking this burden tonight, Lord.
That pleases you, my Lord.
The Lord Jesus, we know how you grew up.
Of worship.
You've shown us how you grew up.
You've
shown us how you grew up. And we want our children to grow in that same spirit, in that same faith.
That's what I long for. That's what I long for, Jesus. A heart that follows after thee. Or a pure heart.
Every child here. Every child here.
That's what
in the name
I
of
long
Jesus.
For.
Lord, we know.
A heart that follows
out there. The spirit of this world.
Oh, a heart that hides your word.
It's all over.
A heart that hides your word.
They go to the school.
So that sin will not
they meet different
in.
Kinds of things.
Heart
different
that's
kinds of
spirit. One you rule
oh,
Lord. And reign. Heart that beats compassion.
We are lifting Lord Jesus, our
that
children.
Praises you, my Lord.
We want them to grow the way how you grew up, Lord. That same faith. We raise tonight.
Surely
raise tonight, Lord.
Surely around it.
Raise tonight. That none of our children will be lost.
Surely
no child will be lost. No child will be lost.
And we know
deep from our heart, Lord Jesus. We consider, Lord, this moment, Lord Jesus, that when we raise that same faith,
surely
you
around
do it.
Surely
raise that same faith, you will do it. We are raising that same faith, Lord. Do it, Lord Jesus, upon our children. Holy Spirit, sweep over us. Sweep over our children, Lord. Sweep over them, O God. Protect them, Lord Jesus, from every evil, every sickness, every disease, works of the enemy, Satan. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Surely around it.
surrounded.
We know how you love children of God.
Come down.
Father, we love our
children
before
you. We love our children
before you. Go to heaven is far. Bless them, Lord.
And we know He's standing. Holy Cloud is He's all around.
That's our first prayer. Let's pray for our children. Pray. Commit them into the hands of the Lord. You've known how Jesus grew up. Say, Lord, we don't have any other example anywhere to look onto. You are the right example. And you have given us, Lord Jesus, the example, the way how you grew up, Lord. Lord, upon it, O Lord Jesus, we raise that same faith that Mary received your word. Say, let it be unto me according to your word. Lord, that same faith. That same faith. Lord Jesus, we have, O God, tonight. And the Lord Jesus, He said, according to our prophet, He said, you would do it.
Father, we ask in your grace tonight, Lord, even as our brother, Lord, has exhorted us, even in that way, Lord Savior.
That same faith.
Spirit of Christ, Lord, in your life, Lord Savior, dwells amongst us, Lord. Father, that Lord Savior is, Lord Savior, the finishing portion. That Lord Savior.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
You can meet every condition, Lord. Keep, Lord, our love, Lord Savior. Even in thee, Lord Savior, and even our children, Lord, Father, to grow to love thee, Lord. Knowing in thee, Lord, that our children's lives are affected by our lives,
looking
Lord.
For John,
Father, if we
Lord,
are cold at heart, Lord, then do likewise, Lord, Lord. Savior God. But if we are home, Lord,
all
Savior,
the doors that have been closed,
thee, Lord, they would pick that
you
up,
are the
Lord,
one
Savior,
that opens,
Lord, Savior, God.
And no one can
Lord.
Close.
Pray for them, Lord, Savior.
Lord,
we ask you
open doors.
Tomorrow, if Lord Savior, there is
open
a tomorrow,
all closed
Lord, Savior,
doors against
they would, Lord Savior. Father, oh God, champion this thing
and
for
even
us,
Lord,
God,
as
we
know,
ask your grace now. We are us, keep
that
us,
you are
even the one
that
Lord,
can turn
very mercy, Lord, that we need, Lord,
every situation, Lord Jesus,
us,
to bring it to glory. The Lord, your name be glorified. Oh, yes, Lord, tonight. We believe, Lord, every utterance. Lord, we believe every one of them. Knowing that, Lord Jesus, if that same faith is projected, that same faith is raised to meet the condition, you will do it. That's Lord Jesus, that's where, Father, we are standing tonight. We look at the faith of Hannah. And Father, we lift that same faith to meet the same condition tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the prophet tells us, you will do it. And we believe it, O God. We believe it, Lord Jesus. Every utterance tonight, every request tonight, our confession tonight, oh, we know the Lord. We are still our high priest. You are still our high priest. And we are making intercessions, Lord. We believe it, O God. We believe it, Lord Jesus. That tonight, every request that has been laid before you, even the unspoken ones, Lord, you know everything, O Lord Jesus.
We believe, O Lord, with all our heart. We believe the children. We believe, O God. Because we looked into your word, looking for a child that is growing. And you have laid it there for us. We come against, Lord Jesus, all contrary spirits that are hovering all around in their schools, in their playing grounds, neighbors. We are not saying, the Lord, we are better than them, but we are speaking against those spirits. Lord, they go far away from these children, Lord. Pour your spirit in them, Lord. As they are growing, Lord, according to your word, fill them. Let them work strong in spirit. And let your grace be upon them. Lord, our brethren who are still looking for documents to regularize, Lord, your stay. Lord, tonight, we don't have any promise. But we look at Lord Jesus, that woman with the blood issue. She also had no promise. But faith. Faith, which is the substance of things hoped for. That is what, Lord, we have lifted up this evening, O God. For all other requests, Lord Jesus. Faith tonight. Faith, the same faith. Lord, we lift up, O God, to meet the condition. And the prophet said, you will do it, and we believe it, O God. We believe our prophet, Lord. We know, as he has spoken, it is always thus saith the Lord. We believe it, Lord Jesus. How many believe that Jesus breaks every fetters? As our soul leader leads us to sing that song, Jesus breaks every fetter. And we know every fetter is broken. We believe it, Lord Jesus. Prayer brought down the walls and gates. Prayer, and that same faith, Lord, tonight we have raised, O Lord, to break down every fetter of the enemy. That's the weapon of our warfare, which is mighty through God, pulling down every high thing, all imaginations. Lord, we've done it. According to your word, we believe it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus breaks every fetter.
I am not on the altar. I am now on the altar. I am now on the altar.
On the altar.
Yes, Lord.
Which was filled. Breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks.
Jesus breaks
every fetter. Jesus breaks.
Yes, Lord, we will never doubt tonight.
I will never doubt my Savior. He will cleanse me. Jesus breaks every
chain.
He breaks every fetter.
Jesus breaks
every fetter. Jesus breaks
every fetter.
Oh, and he sets me free.
Oh, yeah.
I will rest.
I will rest on his promise,
which is given to
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks.
Oh, he breaks.
Oh,
Jesus breaks every. He breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks
every fetter.
Jesus breaks
every fetter.
Every fetter, and he says,
most precious Heavenly Father,
amen.
Beloved Lord Jesus Christ, tonight we thank you for the privilege that you have given to us, mortal people like us, sinners that we are, but you have granted us an odious way to be.
Amen.
Father, it's not because of our merit,
yes,
because of your love that was projected,
amen,
manifest, and send a Savior to us.
Yes.
That we may be able, Father, it's time when we have need to come and speak with thee, Father.
Amen.
We thank you because you have spoken to us, and in return, we have spoken to you, Father.
Amen.
Father, accept the sacrifice of our lips, which is our prayer coming up from inside of our heart.
Amen, Lord.
Looking, Father, that you should manifest yourself in a special way, Father.
Amen, Lord.
As our bread shows, Father, you are bound to your word, Father.
Amen.
Father, you never change your way of doing things.
Yes.
If you heal someone with certain condition before, you will do the same thing, Father.
Amen.
And we know that even from Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned, you come down and shed the blood, Father.
Yes,
showing us, Father, that the remission of sin will be done through the blood, Father.
Amen.
And you shed your own blood that our sin may be forgiven.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Not only forgiven, but you may also receive your Holy Spirit, Father.
Amen.
We thank you tonight for your presence among us, Father. You know our need, Father, especially our young children, Father.
Yes, Lord.
The world, with its system, is so much against them, Father.
Yes.
The education system, Father, the environment that we are living in, all is against them, Father.
Yes.
But you have no fear, because the scripture says, them that you have a hold by your hand, nobody will take them away from you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we believe that you, the giver of all good gifts, Father, as you give to Han Samuel, Father, and he went with him to the temple, Father,
yes,
bringing him back to thee, Father, because she realized that in her own, she would not be able to raise the child Samuel, Father.
Amen.
That why tonight we come with our children to the temple, Father.
Amen.
To commit them at thy hand, Father.
Amen.
That in our own we can't do it.
Hallelujah.
But with thee, we are more than conquerors,
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
We thank you, Father. We ask you that you shall watch over them, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And give them your fear. Because the scripture says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, Father.
Amen.
Grant them, Father. We have a labor as a parent, Father, to raise them in the message of the hour, Father. But in our own effort, we can't achieve a lot, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But if you are with us, Father, we will achieve more.
Amen.
The only thing that we can give unto them, Father, not education, not anything else, but your word, Father. Because we know that that morning, Father, when you will come down to take thy bride, Father, we don't want to see our children missing, Father.
Amen.
We want to be raptured together with them, Father. Father, also we commend the petition of each of us, Father. Unspoken and the spoken one at thy hand, Father.
Yes,
as the brother shows, Father, that woman, she didn't have any promise, Father.
Yes.
But she come under faith, Father.
Amen.
That if she's able to touch the garment, oh Father, of your garment, if she was able to touch your garment, she will be healed, Father.
Amen.
And she was healed, Father.
Amen.
But your prophet tell us, you have given us a lot of promise in thy word, Father.
Amen.
And we come to claim those promises, Father,
Amen.
That the healing is ours, Father.
Yes.
Anything that is needed, paper, Father, children, Father, we know that you are able to do it.
Amen.
And you did it in the past, Father.
Yes.
You made a way where there's no way, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Even the scripture the brother read from Exodus, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, your word is clear, Father.
Amen.
You opened the Red Sea because of the need of thy people.
Yes, Lord.
You know that they have to cross and to go to the promised land, Father.
Yes, Lord.
You have opened the sea, Father. Father, if there's any Red Sea before us tonight,
Amen.
Open it, Father. And let us cross with a ground foot, Father.
Yes.
Father, we ask you, Father, that you shall bless the minister, Father, that he has put himself
Amen.
Aside to seek for thy face, Father, and come with the word, Father,
Amen.
Oh, to lift up our faith, Father. We
yes,
ask
Lord.
You that the virtue that has gone out of his body, you may restore virtue to his body,
Amen.
Father, that next time when he stand here, the heaven will be open, Father,
Amen.
And will receive something from thee. Bless this presence of each of us here in
yes,
this place,
Lord.
Because our presence shows that we are needy people, Father.
Amen.
But in thee, we put our trust, Father.
Yes.
You know all our requests. You know all our need, Father. Minister unto them, because we know that you are an answering God, Father.
Yes.
You answer to the prayer of thy people, Father.
Mm.
And you owe any man any debt, Father. And you say, seek my face, and you shall be shown unto us, Father,
mm.
and we seek thy face, and we know that you will manifest yourself in a
Amen.
Special way. We want to go our different way. We ask you that you shall bless each of us, Father, that when we come back here on Sunday, there shall be testimony, Father,
yes.
that the Lord has ministered, the Lord has answered our prayer, the Lord has healed, the Lord has did mighty things, Father. Father, not multiplying word that you're going to answer my prayer, Father. Putting my faith with the faith of the congregation together,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We want to take you in advance, Father.
Mm.
Because your word says that everything you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee,
Amen.
Father. And we thank you that everything we have asked, it's given unto thee, Father.
Amen.
Bless us all, and we take everything at thy hand. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we say, Amen.
Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you, everyone. Anytime you go on your knees, remember your pastor also in prayer. Amen. Remember him and the family in prayer. That the Lord, and pray for one another. Let's continue to pray for one another. Amen. Let's be praying for one another.
Amen.
Pray for me. Amen. I'm asking my own. Pray for me. Praise the Lord. I pray for everyone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God richly bless you. God bless you.
Do you know grace? Amazing grace.
was down as low as one could go. Had no strength of my own. Everything I worked for all of my life, everything I loved was gone. Lowest valley of my life, I was flat on my face. And the great hand of Jesus reached down and picked me up. Oh yes, I know grace. You know grace, amazing grace. That life forevermore. When we've been there 10,000 years, and you've seen me in that place, oh, you can ask me this question again, and I'll say yes, I remember. We've already